A Senate panel is considering a measure that would cut Arkansas's capital gains tax. Governor Mike Beebe has opposed the opposition. The bill's sponsor says he's not sure he has enough support to get the measure out of the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee. And the panel charged with drawing the state's new legislative district are meeting today for the first time. The Board of Apportionment is made up of the governor, attorney general, and secretary of state. During an 11 a.m. press conference this morning, the Citizens Bank announced to a sizable crowd that it was providing space in West Batesville's branch office for a sheriff's office substation. Citizens Bank President and Chief Executive Officer John Dews said the bank's lobby has been closed for a number of years and the branch services only drive-in customers. He said bank officials felt it would be advantageous for the Sheriff's Department to utilize the lobby area. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he was pleased with the bank's offer and plans to base metro officers at that location as well as other officers on a 24-hour basis as the need arises. Dews said, quote, "This is a great day for the people of Westside and the entire city. Securing our neighborhoods and making them safe is the desire of all, and using available space for that purpose is another step in the right direction." He said the bank's desire is to recreate that desire to bring businesses to the west side of Batesville and to reestablish Westside and other areas of the city to their full potential. Dews said only minimal renovation work is needed to ready the facility for the Sheriff's Department. The bank's barbecue team was there providing hamburgers and hot dogs for those in attendance. And a failure in Entergy's power transmission system this morning before 8 o'clock put 45 customers without electricity in the area. A spokesman for Entergy in Batesville, Flav Carpenter, said some problems were found at the Moorefield substation. And Independence County authorities are looking for a black tandem axle dovetail trailer valued at $15,000 that was stolen from the Michael B. Steed residence on Cord Road. An unruly prisoner at the Independence County Jail sent a jailer to the hospital with a possible broken nose. Shortly after 5 p.m. Tuesday, the prisoner, 20-year-old Jeffrey Holloway, broke a window to the male housing unit, then headbutted jailer David T. Pickett. Pickett told Shift Sergeant Kirk Green that Holloway apparently became upset over not being able to go to the hospital when he wanted to. Green said Holloway stayed unruly for some time, kicking, banging his head on a pole, and spitting on jail personnel as they worked to control his behavior. Hollowell has been charged with first-degree criminal mischief and second-degree battery. And that brings you right up to date. Gary B.